Are you a budget holder or take part in budgeting at your company?
Yeah!
Then join us at the Radisson Blue Hotel for the Effective Budgeting Workshop to be held on the 30th and 31st of October 2019. This two-day workshop, organized by Insight Partners Africa, will be facilitated by Nelissa Jojo, a qualified chartered global management accountant and holder of a BCom from the Wits University in South Africa. For details, contact Insight Partners Africa on 0211 297 050 or 0977 445 604 or visit www.insightpartnersafrica.com for the full course outline. Registration closed on 28th October 2019. Don't be left out. Budget effectively for 2020 and set your business apart.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Ndalama Insights Radio Show. Are you wondering how your business can survive difficult times? Well, don't worry yourself, because on today's episode of the Ndalama Insights, we are going to look at the topic, how your business can survive tough economic times, with Mkonki Mkonkela, Chief Executive Officer of Insight Partners Africa Limited, a firm of chartered accountants and financial trainers. Mkonki, welcome to the program, and how are you?
I'm fine, Herbert. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay.
To get started, what do tough economic times relate to?
When an economy is not doing well, or the activity in the economy is slowing down, that is normally referred to as a tough economy, and there are some signals that indicate that a country is going through tough economic times. For example, some of the issues we are facing as a country right now is power. We have this load shedding that is going on, and naturally that contributes to reduced production in the industry, especially for manufacturers, and as a result that also translates into reduced sales revenue. That also translates into reduced employment opportunities, and all these are indicators that it's a tough economy. Something that we also get to see is customers don't pay on time as they used to. We also see the effects in terms of the price changes or increase in prices because of the change in the inflation rate. So these indicate a tough economy. And what is interesting to note is that businesses, both small and big, are actually affected by a slowdown in the economy. But the smaller businesses are adversely affected to a very large extent because they do not have cash reserves to fall back on. And in times when they actually need to get financing from financial institutions, they also lack collateral so that they can actually access that financing that they need in tough times. So we see that smaller businesses are adversely affected in tough economic times. The bigger businesses are also affected, but the smaller ones are much more affected. So the tough economy simply means that there's a slow in the economic activity. Yes.
When times are tough, many companies and organizations want to tighten their belts, and this often means cutting down on expenses. What should you do to ensure your business survives and thrives in the current economic environment?
So definitely when you are going through a difficult economic time, you need to think through what you can do to survive. But something interesting to note, and this is a comment that one of our listeners of the Ndalama Insights posted on our Facebook page as we were trying to discuss this issue, is that tough economic times are also actually good because they also teach us lessons. They're more like teach us to be tough, and at the end of the tough economic period, you actually turn out to be much stronger. So it's not really a bad thing that, you know, we go through a phase where things are tough. I think the lesson is to toughen you up. But then some things that you need to do during tough economic times are actually things that you should already be doing if you run your business properly. But when you are going through tough times, this is when there's a sharp focus on how you can do these things properly. And one thing that you need to keep an eye on in terms of when you are going through tough times is your cash flow. You need to make sure that you protect or conserve your cash. You see that cash is the lifeblood of a business, and in order for your business to actually survive even the tough times, you need to have enough cash flow to operate. So you need to be very cautious in terms of how you use your cash flow, how you spend it. If you have some reserve, you need to be very, very careful when you're making a decision to spend the cash flow and what you're spending it on. And this is something you're supposed to be doing, whether the economy is good or bad. But in tough times, it's actually very critical that you definitely focus on this, because when we're in good times, very, very rarely that business people actually look at cash, because they think they've got a lot of it and they don't have to worry. And then the other thing you need to look at is you need to maintain a team that is very productive. So, and this is a team that can understands that we are going through tough times and can multitask and work across different departments or do different tasks, so that they are more efficient as a human resource, and that way you actually save on cost, because in tough economic times it's rare that you are going to employ more people, because what you are trying to do is actually tighten your belt, and that means that you are looking at cost reduction. Another thing that organizations normally do in tough economic times is cost cutting, and this is very common to bigger organizations, because bigger organizations have the capacity to actually reduce costs in certain areas. For smaller businesses, maybe not, but for bigger businesses, cost cutting is definitely something you need to look at, and you need to look at the areas that are not adding value to your business and ensure you can cut down on those costs so that your business can survive the tough times.
For those that had planned to grow their business this year, how do you grow a business in a time of uncertainty?
So you can grow a business even when times are not certain or when the economy is tough. I think one thing you need to understand very well when you are facing tough economic times is your customer, because your customer becomes very instrumental to you surviving the tough economic times, and you understanding the behavior or the consumer behavior of your customers is really important to ensure that you are servicing them well, so that they can remain with your business and your business can survive those tough times. And in addition to this, actually, also there's also a focus on the employees that you have, because oftentimes when an economy is not doing well, you see that it affects both customers as well as employees. So even for the employees, they may be negatively affected, but that negativity can actually also rub off in terms of how they service the customers. If your customers are getting a negative reception from your employees, that definitely won't work well, because your customers are going to look out to other businesses that are servicing their needs. So in tough economic times, you need to play a critical role in terms of the behavior aspects of both your employees and your customers, and make sure that you're servicing them both, so that they can serve each other really well. And as a result, your business stands a better chance of actually surviving in the long term.
There's a saying that I've heard being bandied around for some time by people, to say when the going gets tough, only the tough get going.
Yes, the tough get going, because things are tough that you really have to be tough as well, and you can only be tough if you understand how your business operates. And for me, it drills down to your customers, because your customers are very key to the survival of your business.
Just now we take a break and listen to a word from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Are you a budget holder or take part in budgeting at your company?
Yeah.
Then join us at the Radisson Blu Hotel for the Effective Budgeting Workshop, to be held on the 30th and 31st of October 2019. This two-day workshop, organized by Insight Partners Africa, will be facilitated by Nelissa Jojo, a qualified chartered global management accountant and holder of a BCom from the Wits University in South Africa. For details, contact Insight Partners Africa on 0211 297 050 or 0977 445 604 or visit www.insightpartnersafrica.com for the full course outline. Registration closed on 28th October 2019. Don't be left out. Budget effectively for 2020 and set your business apart.
You are still listening to Ndalama Insights on ZNBC Radio 4. I'm Hebert Mutabi, interacting with Mukonki Mukonkela, who is Chief Executive Officer of Insight Partners Limited. Mukonki, the economy has an impact on our consumer behavior. I'm sure you agree with me, for better or for worse. How can a business hold on to customers in tough economic times?
A business needs to value their customers when going through tough times. They should already be doing this whether times are good or not. But when it comes to tough times, they need to really focus. And they need to focus on their current customers. Because the current customers are the ones that bring more sales. So by focusing more on the current customers, you're going to make sure that you're servicing them better and they're able to come back and buy from you. And also see how you can attract or add value to your competitors' customers so that you can lure them into your business as well. Because if you can get a share of your customers' market, that is also going to ensure that your business survives. One other thing you can do in tough economic times is to be very strategic and actually review your entire systems and operations and consider how efficient and effective your systems and operations are. Because in tough times, you need to really focus on value-adding systems and processes. So if your systems and processes are not adding value to your business, you need to reconsider having them in your business. So these are some of the things you can look at in terms of how you can hold on to your customers.
It's been such an educative discussion. Any concluding remarks for the listener?
So to conclude, yes, times are tough, but then again, I think we should also rejoice that we are actually having these tough times so that we can actually learn from them. We can shift a focus on what really matters in the business, and so we can come out stronger and make sure that the business survives at the end of the day. So for those that find these programs interesting, you can listen to recorded episodes if you join our Facebook group. That is, go to our Insight Partners Facebook page and click Visit Group, and you join the Ndalama Insights Radio Network group. And then we can interact and discuss. I would really like to hear from you how you are managing in terms of these tough economic times. So drop a comment on the Ndalama Insights Facebook group, and let's hear from you.
All right, thank you so much, Mukonki, and thank you to you, our listener, for joining us today. Be sure to join us on Tuesday, the 15th of October, 2019. Our topic of discussion will be reacting to discount pressure from customers. An interesting topic that you don't want to miss out on Tuesday. Don't forget, 15th of October 2019 at 07:20 hours on the Ndalama Insights. And please join the Ndalama Insights Radio Network Facebook group for any suggestions on the topic that you'd like us to discuss on the show concerning your business. On behalf of my guests, I'm Hebert Mutabi. Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.
Are you a budget holder or take part in budgeting at your company?
Yeah!
Then join us at the Radisson Blue Hotel for the Effective Budgeting Workshop to be held on the 30th and 31st of October 2019. This two-day workshop, organized by Insight Partners Africa, will be facilitated by Nelisa Jojo, a qualified chartered global management accountant and holder of a BCom from the Wits University in South Africa. For details, contact Insight Partners Africa on 0211 297 050 or 0977 445 604 or visit www.insightpartnersafrica.com for the full course outline. Registration closed on 28th October 2019. Don't be left out. Budget effectively for 2020 and set your business apart.